Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Kassman with another episode of Finding the Beautiful You. Today I will be doing some more conflict busting ideas. Number 19, write down the concern. If it's important enough to cause conflict, it's important enough to write down. Putting it on paper enables each partner to view the concern more clearly, but also elevates the importance of resolving the issue, like diagramming a sentence or working a puzzle. Getting it out where it can be seen enables each party to get a better view of the whole picture. Putting it on paper also sends up a red flag that this is definitely one of the hot buttons not to push. Once resolved, seldom do couples revisit each such sites. Number 20, say you are sorry. Remember that famous quote from Love Story when the two young lovers had their first quarrel and an overture is made toward reconciliation? The never-to-be-forgotten response is, love means never having to say you are sorry. While it sounds good in novels and movies, love means being able to say you are sorry and that you do, in fact, want to say it when there has been a breach in the relationship. If there is a balm in Gilead for healing the wounded soul, it is a desire to heal what's broken through reconciling the heart. Dare to repair. Number 21, don't rewash dirty laundry. Continuing to focus on issues of the past is usually counterproductive toward resolving conflict. It is important to hear concerns and seek understands that are sensitive. But once they have been addressed, it's best to just move on. Dirty laundry is just that. Dirty laundry and bringing past issues to the surface will only add fuel to the fire and complicate the healing process. Lingering resentment is a sinister force of the arena of putting differences to rest. Couples sometimes need to agree that certain past subjects are simply off limits. Number 2, forgiving means forgetting. When someone has expressed remorse over an issue that has caused a conflict, if conflict over the hurt is to be resolved, the injured party must have a forgiving spirit. What is past and cannot be redone. An overture for healing the conflict has been extended. Digging at scabs will only infect the wound. Once this concern is addressed and the concern is forgiven, it is best to bury it, never to be exhumed again. Number 23, be optimistic. A firm belief that conflict can be resolved is a launching pad for ultimate restoration. Believing the best about the love of one's life and believing not only that one is loved by that person, but that the loved one also wants resolution will bring results. Pessimism toward resolving issues is only tailspin the healing process. No fissure in relationships is ever mended by believing it can't be resolved, believing the best things best result. Number 24, don't play the blame game. Casting blame will only corner the one with whom one has a conflict. Humans are akin to other species. When cornered, most people tend to strike back. Rather than blaming the other, assuming some responsibility for the breach in the relationship will lower defenses and usually put the conflict on the road to resolution. Number 25, express gratitude. The expression of appreciation for the one that is loved can be like magic in the healing process. Gratitude is positive. Gratitude focuses on the good qualities of the one who is loved. Gratitude is remembering the pleasant and not rehashing the offensive. Gratitude enhances rather than diminishes. While gratitude may be difficult when relationships are under stress, the presence of mind to include gratitude in the course of the exchange will work wonders. Number 26, be willing to give in. Resistance in reconciliation will only prolong the conflict. If neither partner is willing to give in, there is no opportunity to pour oil on the troubled waters and the standoff continues. Sometimes with even deeper entrenchment. Reconciliation is not about winning and losing. It is about healing and mending what is broken. It is about reaching out to the one that is loved. It involves making oneself vulnerable. A willingness to give in will break the alienation barrier and set the relationship on the course of understanding. Number 27, turn your scars into stars. The very source of hurt and conflict may prove to be the very place a relationship finds renewal and the capacity to grow again. By processing the conflict, understanding the hurt, reaching reconciliation, and finding forgiveness and restitution, the downer may prove to be the upper and an alien relationship may be restored to health, the wholeness where love, trust, and respect are freely given and freely received. Again, this is Dr. Lisa Kassman with another episode of Finding the Beautiful You. You may reach out to me and or contact me either on my website, lisakassman.com, or findingthebeautifulyou.com. If you have more issues and you would like to speak to me, I am always available. You can send me an email. Again, this is Dr. Lisa Kassman.